You'd get in a few more phone calls before we get out of here. I just want to remind you again, the funeral services for our fallen brother here at the station, Chet Jackson, begin about a little over half an hour, 9:30, 126th Street and 8th Avenue. For those of you traveling either north or south, the quickest way, of course, is the A or D train to 125th Street, at which point you're a block away. We will take, I guess we'll get into two or three calls anyway before we get out of here. Once again, this is WBAI 99. Did we ever find out what the weather is? Did we ever hear that? We don't know. And we don't care, obviously. You know, if people go out there and get chillblains or, you know, suffer from the deep sweats because it's warmer than we wanted to tell them, hey, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, the ball bounces, all that sort of stuff. Let's see what folks have to say. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello. Yes. Okay. Nobody home. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hi. I'd just like to comment on something.
Why are we getting reverb from you on a cell phone? Or what?
I'll try and turn on the radio a little more.
Okay, if you would. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Brother James mentioned something earlier that I thought was very important to remember, that a larger perspective is really imperative for push.
Okay, I think we lost that caller.
Can you hear me?
We could. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Clayton.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Clayton, I'm a black woman. I'm black just like you. But I'm really ashamed of the behavior that you carry on the air since
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Okay. I think you called earlier, didn't
okay.
you? Did you call earlier?
I can hear you.
Did you call
I'm
early?
Really, really ashamed.
Can you hear me?
I'm having problem hearing you, but
okay,
I just
well,
want you to hear my point.
Why don't we move on to another call
okay?
since you can't
Thank
hear
you.
Me.
Right. Bye-bye.
BAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, hi, Clayton.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
calling from New Jersey, and I was listening on my way into work, and I just
mm-hmm.
caught a little bit before I left my car to walk into my office.
Okay.
You were saying that people are saying they're not going to give money because BAI, you know, is not yet the way they want it to be. And I just need to point out that WBAI was the way we wanted it to be. And thousands of us out here are very, very unhappy. I am not saying that I won't give until it's back the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that there's going to be an escrow account to put this money into, because mm-hmm. I do want to hear Bernard again, and
mm-hmm.
I do want to hear that Sharan is back,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to hear that Amy is threatened. So
wait, hold it. Who said that Amy was threatened?
Well, I know that there was a memo circulating some months ago
mm-hmm.
From Pacifica telling Amy that she needed to let the Pacifica board know where she was going to be speaking.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed from that time that Amy has been restricted in her ability to broadcast?
Well, I don't think so, but I think that's because enough people spoke out about it.
Very good. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that, in fact, things are changing.
But let's be specific here now. If I may,
yes.
You raised the question regarding Amy's program and the restrictions you suggest Pacifica tried to impose.
Yes.
You then say that has had no effect on Amy's ability to broadcast because people responded to it. What I'm suggesting to you is, if this is indeed the case, then there's no real problem. Because if people continue to respond, they will be entirely satisfied, it seems to me, with Amy's program or other programs. I mean, if you were saying to me, something has happened, Amy is being restricted, Amy's being handcuffed, she can no longer broadcast freely, I would be as concerned as anybody else would be concerned here. I don't think that's happened, and I don't believe you think it's happened.
But, Clayton, just two things. Number one, if, in fact, we have to keep up being vigilant to mm-hmm. make sure
yeah.
that AMI can continue to broadcast. That's not really the WBAI that we want. We shouldn't have to be vigilant.
Why not? Why,
oh,
wait,
Clayton.
You shouldn't be vigilant? Why not?
Of course we have to be vigilant about millions of things.
Yeah, well, why not
millions
that? Why not
because
that, too?
Because WBAI is a station that has our point of view. We shouldn't have to be begging
whose point of view, the progressive community. And what I'm saying is that the tradition of the progressive community has always been to be vigilant on all fronts. Now, if you're saying to me we're too lazy to do that...
No, well, I'm not too lazy. Clayton, I got enough to be vigilant about without having to worry about what happens on the station that I consider to be the best.
Okay, if you don't want to worry about that, that's up to you. I think a lot of people feel that they should be as vigilant about that they are about anything else in our political spectrum.
Clayton, you're good at this.
Good at what?
You're good at taking something. I'm telling you, WBAI should be out there, and we shouldn't have to worry about whether one of our broadcasters is being silenced. Number two,
which
AMI.
She's being silenced?
Oh, come on, Clayton.
I'm asking.
Clayton,
you said she's being silenced?
Clayton, you're telling me that we have to continue to be vigilant, and if we're not continuing
if you care, you have to continue to be vigilant, yes. If you care about anything, you have to be vigilant.
In other words, in addition to everything else that I do, I have to worry about whether the Pacifica Board
Here's my
is
comment.
Silencing AMI.
Here's my comment.
And I'm telling you, go ahead, comment, and then I'll ask you why yesterday...
Here's my comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
My comment is if you're telling me I don't have the time, I don't have the interest, I don't have the concern about being vigilant on this issue, I understand.
Yes, but I have to make the time because I feel that the WBAI that I care about is, in fact, being threatened. And I think to pretend that it's not is not very fair. And now, Clayton, I do have to go to work. And I thank you for putting me on.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. What do we got? Another minute? A few seconds, actually. Before we bail out, we got somebody on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I have no axe to grind, and I'm not taking sides. I just wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead.
I think a lot of people are worried, and I don't know all the issues or everything that's happening at the station. I mean, I've been listening to the station for a long time. But I just think that, I'll be brief, is that in this country that is a lot more conservative than a lot of people think, people need a station where they can call in and speak their mind.
Mm-hmm. As you're doing now.
As I'm doing now.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right, Clayton Riley, on time with you here at the Morning Show. Wake up call. We're out of here with a little Stevie Wonder.